Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this week's podcast episode, we're going to address the elephant in the room, or one of them, in the property market at the moment, and that is the blowouts and the increasing problems in construction costs. We know a lot of construction companies have gone bust because of fixed price contracts, inflation, supply chain issues, a lot going on in that market and that space at the moment. But where there's problems, every problem represents an opportunity. And the bigger the problem, the greater the opportunity. And our special guest today has taken that big problem by the horns and turned it into an awesome opportunity, not just for herself, but for our entire property lovers community. So joining me here, we have the amazing Lisa McKenzie, all the way from Perth in WA. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, Dom.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So Lisa, tell us about your journey as a fellow property lover and how you first joined our elite mentoring community, starting with your big why and what it was that you wanted to achieve.
I needed to change what I did in relation to earning a living for my family. So about 3 years ago, my circumstances at home changed, so it made me look for other opportunities. And I'd been following your feed on social media for a couple of years prior. I then looked into your business takeover education. That then led me onto what can I learn more of, and I learned about property development, did your property development course, and that then led me into elite mentoring and now Mastermind Alliance. So it's just one followed after the other.
So you got in the game, yep. Play a bigger game, and that, now you're a bit of a game changer.
Yes.
So out of problems mm-hmm. came opportunities for you. So
yeah.
Tell us about what was the problem you were facing in Perth just in the last 12 months as a property developer?
So the availability of builders and the availability of material and the cost of getting something built for the projects that I was doing through my property development led me to look where I could source alternatives to have built on my property. And that led me to get involved with kit homes and with modulars and with tiny homes.
Because I think for you, everything just flowed, didn't
yes.
it? In terms of your first deal, well, one of your earlier deals last year was a joint venture with someone who was in a bit of distress, and then they wanted to develop or renovate, was it?
They wanted to finish their renovation. They'd got halfway through a renovation, ran into financial difficulties. So I said to them at that point, let's do a JV. I'd had a good relationship with him, so I got all of the JV documentation drawn up, and he put forward the property, and then our team is renovating that home for him. And that then allowed us to subdivide and put a new house on the back as well.
Okay, yeah. So the joint venture arrangement is he brings the house to the table mm-hmm. and you bring the skill set
yes.
Uplift the property.
Yes.
And then you've also got council or shire mm-hmm. approval, as mm-hmm. you call it, yep. over there to subdivide off his backyard
yes.
into another
yes.
dwelling. And what's the arrangement? You're going to sell both and split the profits?
Yeah. So after costs, so all the proceeds of the sale will reimburse the costs that we've had to that point, and then we're going to split the profits 50-50.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ran into your first problem then in the what you were going to build in his backyard mm-hmm. when you subdivided mm-hmm. it, and that was it just costs blew out and yeah. there was so much uncertainty around yeah. the construction industry.
Yeah, so in that area, the houses at that point were selling for about $420,000 each, and my cost through other builders was $394,000. So by the time I took into holding costs and everything else, like finance costs, it blew
nothing
it out of the water.
Nothing.
So I thought, I've got to come up with another solution. So that's when I contacted a previous provider of kit homes that I'd built earlier, like 10, 15 years earlier, and asked him to send me some houses in a container. And he then got back in touch with me and said, well, you know, how about we work together and you do your own kit homes. So that's what I do.
Okay, yeah. So you've got a kit home. Well, I call it a business. You actually bought a steel press?
Yes, I did. So to support the kit home business, I needed materials. And the cost of steel and or timber for construction of my homes was still expensive. So I purchased a steel press and I make my own frames and trusses for the houses that I build.
Now, I have to say, Lisa, I think the term kit home doesn't really do it justice, because when we think of kit homes, I just think of something cheap in a box that looks, yeah, boxy and like made out of cardboard. Mm. But when you showed me your designs, so now it's a fully fledged business servicing our property lovers community. Mm-hmm. When I saw the designs, so many designs, yeah. Just anything you'd want under the sun, from yeah. what, granny flat, studio, tiny home, yeah. through to like five bedroom, yeah.
double story, and duplexes.
Big yeah. family rooms, living areas, mm-hmm. everything you'd see at Homeworld yeah. for literally like $800,000 to $1 million yeah. to build yeah. Can come flat packed on a truck, but yeah. doesn't look any different or doesn't look cheap.
You wouldn't know. It's, yeah. it's like putting a house, it's a regular home that just comes in a form to be able to construct on site. So all panelled, ready to stand up, tie down, and then clad like a regular old home.
Okay, yep. Let's not call it a kit home then.
No,
let's call it a fast home or a swift home, yep. or whatever. But yep. if we're looking at modular versus a fast mm-hmm. home,
yep.
what is the difference?
The differences are a modular will come delivered to site on a skid, an engineered skid, as opposed to a swift home will come delivered on a truck ready to erect.
So what's a skid? I picture a ramp, is it?
It's an engineered steel beams. Ready to place onto piers.
Is it because they skid it down and slide it on?
I think it's just the term. Okay. Yeah. So it's a platform
yeah.
that a house is already constructed on top of that platform.
Okay.
It's craned onto the back of a truck and then taken to site and then craned off the back of the truck onto your piers or the slab that's already been pre-prepared.
Okay, so they would have certain restrictions in size per module to fit on the truck and
yeah,
on the road and everything
correct.
Else.
So so your maximum regular width is 2.4 metres. However, you can go up to 3.5 metres, but you'll need piloting, so it adds more transport costs. And then you need to consider as to whether a crane will fit down the street that you're in to put the modulars on. You would have had to have had your electrician and plumber come and do all of your pre-plumbing works to tap into the modular when it's delivered and put on your site, and someone to come and fit them off to the services when the actual module is put onto your concrete pad or your piers that you've already had pre-prepared.
Okay, and the difference then between that and what we're calling a swift home is the swift home will be flat packed.
Yep.
So all the pieces and the walls will come separately in like IKEA.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. So your first delivery, once you've got your slab down or your piers ready to put a Swift home onto, would be you'd get a truckload full of wall frames, and then you'll get a truckload full of trusses. Those wall frames can be hand loaded off.
And these are made of steel?
Frames, yes, yep. Steel frames. So 90 mil C-section, it's BlueScope TrueCore steel, all built to Australian standards and all built in line with the certified design that we've got for the houses.
So that's Australia-wide building code,
yes.
Australian standards.
Yep. National construction code.
Yep, beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And then when you get it delivered to your site, you arrange for a builder, or you can be an owner builder, or you can have your regular builder come and stand the frames up. You get it braced and tied down, ready for your first inspection. And from that point there...
Who inspects?
A building inspector from a local council. Right. And it is also beneficial to have your building certifier to come and inspect at that point as well, to provide the certification that that home has been built as it's supposed to be on that particular site. So that will satisfy the construction requirements for that site.
Okay, and from there then, what happens on site?
On site would be your building wrap. That is delivered as well.
When you say wrap, that's the external, is
it? It's like a foil.
Oh, okay.
Like an insulation foil, a millimetre foil. It's wrapped, the house is wrapped up, and that's sort of tacked onto it. Your windows are installed. Your external doors are installed.
And do they all come on the truck?
All on the truck.
Yep.
On the ceiling, on the roof, you have your sisalation, which is like a particular cladding that goes on the roof line before your colour bond goes on top. Your ridge capping, all of your gullies are all put on, your fascia board and gutters. And then you put the external cladding on, whatever that is. It can be a James Hardy rendered finished product. You could have timber, weatherboard, whatever your external cladding is, and whatever you've designed in your architectural pack that comes with the homes.
And would that be lockup? Is
that's
that what
lock
you called lockup?
That's yep. right, yeah.
Yep. And then phase two is inside.
Yeah,
is
so phase two is if you choose to purchase the phase two package through us, that's all of your internal lining. So that will be all your gyprock, your cornice, your door jams, your doors. And that's
what about like your kitchen and
architraves? That's in the third pack.
Okay.
So once you've got all your architraves in and you've got it painted out ready for your fixtures and fittings, your bathroom will need to be waterproofed and certified, and or wet areas actually. The bathroom, laundry, kitchen would need to be waterproofed and certified. And then you can install your third pack, which is your kitchen, your vanity, toilets, showers, tiles for your floors in your wet areas, and then door handles, kitchen drawer, yeah, so everything to finish it off nicely. The paint doesn't come, you'll need to provide the paint, but to that point you are ready to put your window furnishings and carpet or vinyl or hybrid or whatever you choose to put down the flooring. So with the tiles that come, it's only the wet areas. If you wanted to tile your entire house, that would be up to you to do after we've got it to that point.
Okay, yeah. Now that sounds like quite a bit in there, but the bit that blew me away then is how long are we talking end to end for this process?
So from the point of placing an order, you need to go through council approval, and then you can have the first truckload coming into your site at around about the 6-week mark. So you've placed your order, and the frames can start coming at about 4 weeks, and you can have the house stood up ready to line the external at the 6-week mark. So from 6 weeks, you then go through and do your external cladding, which will take you another couple of weeks to put your roof and your external on. And then it's based on the getting the internal lining done by your plaster plasterer and a couple of chippies to carpenters to get things finished off on the inside. So you would pretty much, I would say, from the moment that you place your order to the moment you have finished the house, I would say between 4 and 6 months, depending on your tradies' availability. Finished
Fantastic.
House.
Fantastic. That's amazing. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So with the process and the designs, they are designed to be complying developments.
That's correct.
The building code as well, but if you've got, if it's not something that needs to go through a lengthy DA process, no. And often can be signed off by a private certifier.
That's right. So all of our designs are signed off by a building certifier. In New South Wales, it will be there'll be similar process, but in every state that I've worked in, they're all stamped by a building certifier, and that gives the council or the shire confidence that that everything's approved and there's no risk on them, and it generally would be passed within 2 weeks of, again, depending on the council, but we pass within 2 weeks of you being able to submit your drawings.
So what astounds me is it's kind of like a renovation time frame, 4 to 6 months, but you're actually building a brand new home that looks like a brand new home. I know people talk about sticks and bricks and mortar, and we think that's safe as houses, and a kit home sounds a bit like a shed or something, but it's just not the case.
No, it's your regular home, and you can make it as specced up as you wish. You could fit it out with stunning fixtures and fittings, or you could keep it as a base model for a tenancy. Whatever you want your end product to be will be determined on your fixtures and fittings in that third process that that we send through to you.
So you choose.
Yeah, you choose whatever you want your end product to look like. And if you want to, landscaping doesn't come with this, but you could landscape the outside to make it look stunning as well. The external aesthetics are whatever you select at architectural stage. You could have a rendered finish. You can have like a weatherboard Hamptons finish. It's all...
So the external fascia is your call as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, whatever you want. It's still the same amount of time to do this sort of thing. If you're going for a 600 square metre home, of course it's going to take you longer to get things done, but your regular 230 square metre home will be still within that time frame. If you go bigger, it's just going to take you longer to do the same thing that you'd have to do on a regular home.
But certainly shorter than the usual process by
absolutely.
Like 12 months.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I got into it, Dom, because I needed to get homes turned over quicker than what I was quoted to being 18 months through to 2.5 years to get a house on a block at costs that was just blew it out of the water. So I couldn't do it.
And in terms of your personal building then, so it started for personal purposes. You bought the steel press, you bought all the designs, everything you needed to do it for yourself and your property business. But then you started doing that for others because you had a team, you had everything happening then. Did that solve the end-to-end problem? And what about getting builders and all the other bits that you've mentioned?
So for me in Western Australia, I do it for myself. You will need, on any particular site in any particular state, you will need builders that are happy to take on the home to build for you. But we're looking to how we can satisfy that market across Australia as well. So trying to set up teams across Australia to be able to build these homes for our customers. And I mean, and separate to that, we have a supply of steel that we can provide to builders for their homes at competitive rates as well.
Love it. Mm. So an end-to-end solution to what's a massive problem in Australia now. Mm. And helping with the affordability crisis, because not only is it faster, but it's also cheaper.
Oh, much cheaper, probably $600 to $700 a square metre cheaper than engaging with your regular home provider builders.
Why is that? Just more efficient, is it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
it just works.
Yeah, it works. It works for me. I'm sure that everybody's got to make some money. So where you're purchasing your regular materials from, they will have a markup, and then obviously your builder's got to have markups on that as well. So by the time the end product gets to the customer, you've got double the markup from wholesale through to retail through to your builder's markups. There is always going to be an increase in prices, yeah. Whereas we're pretty much wholesale.
Yeah,
obviously you're in it for a reason, but yeah, we're wholesale providers of homes.
I just love it, and it really does solve a problem, because half the battle is the time, and then the financing costs blow out. It can work out cheaper than a renovation, because a renovation, you've got to get specific parts, specific trades, you've got to coordinate everyone. Sometimes it is easier just to knock down and start again, and especially if you can control the timing and the costs around that. So it could be... It makes a whole lot more properties viable that weren't before.
Absolutely. And I think that if you're looking at whether you knock something down versus build something, cost it up. So get in touch with us and price up a Swift home and do the numbers, and they will come up pretty good for you.
I can say from personal experience of dealing with you and this strategy, so much cheaper. Turn deals that were just absolutely impossible into eminently profitable.
That's right, yeah. And even if you're in the regions as well, so another some of our clients are regional, we can get some deals up for them as well. So don't think that just because you're not in the big cities that we can't provide homes to you. We're looking to provide homes across Australia.
And I think you gave me an example, Lisa, of someone, a client that you quoted, and they're chippy, or their carpenter to do a bricks and sticks home was how much? About
80,000 just for sticks, timber, studs, and trusses, and our price come in at 40,000, which was half the price.
Yeah, that was the steel plus
delivery.
Plus delivery.
That included transport. Delivery. Yeah.
Amazing.
So.
Yeah, definitely the way to go and the way of the future. Mm. Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for sharing, Lisa.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
We are coming to your capital city live on our Property Mavericks Summit. That's looking at artificial intelligence, what's working in this market, shaking the snow globe a bit post-COVID to see where the trends are and how we can adapt as property entrepreneurs. There's a lot of game-changing stuff in there. And if you're not using the latest property technology, or prop tech, as they call it in the industry, then you're really missing out and you will be left behind. So take a look at what we've got in store for you. Go to the link below and register for our Property Mavericks event coming up in July in your closest capital city. We're going to take great care of you. It's going to be a real live, old-fashioned catch-up where we talk and meet face-to-face, eye-to-eye. We're going to fully cater the event, and there's going to be networking drinks afterwards as well. So your network is your net worth, and you want to be around other property lovers and mavericks who are disrupting the status quo with strategies that actually work. So go to the link below, check it out, reserve your seat, and I can't wait to meet you in person at our Property Mavericks Summit Live. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.